Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus by praying through the prayer for deliverance from false desires and fears from the book Common Prayer, A Liturgy for Ordinary Radicals. This is one of the best known ancient prayers in the Eastern Orthodox tradition. And so I want to invite you now to begin to center yourself by cultivating stillness within. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's presence with you. I'm going to read through this prayer a couple of times, and this first time, I want you to simply listen, absorbing the words and allowing them to become your prayer for yourself. Deliver me, O Jesus, from desire to be esteemed, from the desire to be loved, from the desire to be honored, from the desire to be praised, from the desire to be preferred to others, from the desire to be consulted, from the desire to be approved, and from the desire to be popular. Deliver me, O Jesus, from the fear of being humiliated, from the fear of being despised, from the fear of being rebuked, from the fear of being slandered, from the fear of being forgotten, from the fear of being wronged, from the fear of being treated unfairly, and from the fear of being suspected. And, dear Jesus, grant me the grace to desire that others might be more loved than I, that others might be more esteemed than I, that in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I decrease, that others might be chosen and I be set aside, that others may be preferred to me in everything, that others may become holier than I, provided that I too become as holy as I can. Amen. Now I'm going to read through this prayer a second time. And during this reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to any words, phrases, or ideas that stand out or stir something up in you. At the end of the prayer, I'm going to give you a few moments to have a conversation with Jesus about what it is that you noticed. Deliver me, O Jesus, from desire to be esteemed, from the desire to be loved, from the desire to be honored, from the desire to be praised, from the desire to be preferred to others, from the desire to be consulted, from the desire to be approved, and from the desire to be popular. Deliver me, O Jesus, from the fear of being humiliated, from the fear of being despised, from the fear of being rebuked, from the fear of being slandered, from the fear of being forgotten, from the fear of being wronged, from the fear of being treated unfairly, and from the fear of being suspected. And dear Jesus, grant me the grace to desire that others might be more loved than I, that others might be more esteemed than I, that in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I decrease, that others might be chosen and I be set aside, that others may be preferred to me in everything, that others may become holier than I, provided that I too become as holy as I can. Amen. Now, I want you to take a few moments and have a conversation with Jesus about what is stirring up or standing out. Consider why this might be significant for you today and ask Jesus to illuminate and to guide you. I would encourage you to consider taking this prayer into the day and week ahead. A quick Google search for the prayer for deliverance from false desires and fears should bring up the prayer. And maybe you can write it down or print it off and then begin each day by reading and making this prayer your own. Friends, today I pray that you might be delivered from the desires and from the fears that keep you from living freely and lightly. Peace be with you.